and I'm pulling on her.
Hello, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh with DJ Kate. The next song we're going to play is actually a song request called In By Keith. Thank you so much for the song request. It was actually a miracle we found it because we are doing vinyl today. So we have an expansive record library of over 70,000 records. And we managed to scramble to find this exact song by Genesis. Not the band with Phil Collins, but with Peter Gabriel. And we found the track, I Know What I Like. Thanks to Allison, my best friend. Here, wait, come here, Allison. Maybe you can say how you found it or what the process was with that.
It took a while, but, you know, I looked everywhere in the G section, and eventually I found it. So, you know what? Good times.
Yeah, honestly, I'm really impressed that we found it, and I'm really excited to play this next track. So we're going to move into that right now. Claire's going to cue it, so enjoy.
Lunch, om-de-dum-de-dum. When the sun beats down and I lie on the bench, I can always hear them talk.
There's always been Ethel. Jacob, wake up, we got a tiny room now. And then Mr. Lewis, isn't it time that he was out on his own?
I'm just a lawnmower. You can tell me by the way I walk.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Allison, Kate's best friend. I'm going to share with you an album that we found in our collection that we actually have no idea what it sounds like. And it's written in Cyrillic alphabet, so unfortunately we can't read it for you tonight. But, you know, it's going to be a surprise for all of us. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you for bearing with us on that last track. It was certainly interesting and an adventure for all of us. Next up, we're playing another record that we just picked out of the record library. We're doing record roulette, so we're doing a whole collection of our records. We have 70,000 of them, so we're going through them and we're enjoying it. And if you want to call in a request like Keith did for the previous song before the one that we just played, you can call in at 412-268-9728. Again, that's 412-268-9728, and you can call in a request, and we will most certainly try and find it in our record library and play it. And we were successful once, so hopefully we will be successful again. Thank you so much for tuning in, and enjoy this next song.
Look inside your mirror. Your hair. Don't give no vanity a second thought. No, no, no. Beauty's only skin deep. It goes just so far, 'cause you're only pretty as you feel. As pretty as you feel inside. You're only pretty as you feel. So girl, don't hang yourself up on no plastic face. A little bit of soap will wipe away. Pretty as you feel, mama, I say, you're only pretty as you feel inside. Strut. Silly girl,
as you feel. Say, you're only pretty as you feel.
This is Claire. I'm here with DJ Kate and Allison. Of course, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, the best radio station out there. I just played My Life by Billy Joel, which has such a great message. You know, you gotta do what you like and love it and stick with it. Stay true to yourself. Great message. So keep listening to that. We're just gonna let some Billy Joel keep playing while we look for some other records, so stay tuned and enjoy.
Ally dances and the audience applauds. Though he's bathed in sweat, he hasn't lost the style. Ally, don't you go downtown. It's
This is WRCT Pittsburgh. You are listening to Claire, the awesome DJ Kate, and Allison, of course. What you just heard was Zanzibar by Billy Joel, another great song. Up next we have
a song by Bruce Springsteen. We were trying to find a request that was called in by Jay. We were going to try and find Yes's Looking for America. We found all the albums in our record library that have Yes's. The repertoire of songs for Yes, but we couldn't find the specific song, so we went with Bruce Springsteen because that was requested as the backup. So we're going to be playing Born in the USA. It's the live version, so there's going to be some cheering at the beginning, but we hope you enjoy this next tune.
Go out there! Let the crowd end up like a dog that's been beat.
that was just Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen. Thank you, Jay, for that great recommendation. Sorry we couldn't play Yes, but at least we played the close second that you wanted, Bruce Springsteen. So thank you for recommending that. It's funny because I'm actually from the Jersey Shore, so my mom's seen Bruce Springsteen walking around in a Speedo. I think he's going to be playing in Pittsburgh soon, so that's going to be exciting. Next up, we are going to be playing The Grateful Dead. I believe we will be playing the song Let It Grow. I'm GJ Kate, and I'm here on WRCT with my sister Claire and my best friend Allison. We're having a great time. I'm just kind of shaking off the rust, shaking off the dust. I haven't been here since May. Coming back from break, I just came back today. So first thing on my mind was to come to WRCT and play for you guys. Usually I have a show every Mondays at 8. That should be starting up in September. Look out for DJ Kate and enjoy this next song.
Takes it in.
If you're enjoying this show, please tune into our other shows. One is Punk Primers, a basement show. Basement show sounds on radio. Tune into Punk Primers on WRCT on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. for the music of DIY punk from our local scene and beyond. Every show spotlights new artists and subgenres on WRCT Pittsburgh. Another one of our shows is From Ipanema to the World. Brazilian music is arguably the number one export product from Brazil. Fun fact. From Ipanema to the World presents Brazilian music and information to the listeners of WRCT every Friday at 7 p.m. Tune in and enjoy listening to an adventurous mix of familiar standards and lesser-known gems from the Brazilian songbook in a broad range of musical styles.
That was just my sister, Claire. Thank you for giving those promos out. Hopefully there's some other shows you all will enjoy on WRCT if you decide to stick around. We're 88.3 FM. We're a public radio station. We play a lot of great stuff. Next up, we're going to be playing some more Bruce Springsteen because we're from the Jersey Shore. We just came from the Jersey Shore today to Pittsburgh. 6-hour drive. It was a pretty hectic drive, but we made it. And we made it here to WRCT to play some music for you. So next up, we have Bruce Springsteen's Hungry Heart, because I know I have a hungry heart. I want a boyfriend, but who knows when that'll happen. So next up, Hungry Heart by Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. mama, hey girl, hear me calling your name. So sweet, so sweet, my sugar, so sweet, so sweet, little woman, so sweet. If I catch you messing with my little girl, you better not act so smart. Why can't I just live in your heart? So sweet, so sweet, my sugar, so sweet, so sweet, little woman, so sweet. Better treat me right. Yeah, sure can sugar all night. So sweet, so sweet, my sugar, so sweet, sugar, so sweet, so sweet, little woman, so sweet. Hey mama, hey girl, hear me calling your name. You're so sweet, you're so sweet, you're so sweet, my sugar, so sweet.
Enough of that. That was just, we're playing Record Roulette, so I'm DJ Kate, and I'm here with my sister Claire and my friend Allison on WRCT Pittsburgh. We've been really enjoying tonight playing a lot of music for you. It's my first day back in Pittsburgh. First thing I did, came to WRCT to play some great music. Right now, if you'd like to listen to more WRCT stuff, we have many shows such as Joe's Garage. Pull up and park it on Joe's Garage Monday night starting at 7 p.m. Shift into gear as we dust off the vinyls, rewind the tapes, and polish the CDs, playing the best and some forgotten tracks from legendary artists and new releases from rising stars. From punk to funk, reggae to rock, get your motor running on Joe's Garage Monday nights at 7 p.m. only on WRCT. And if you wanted to know, WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 or 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads, which specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is currently online only and offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email PR@WRCT for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Just wanted to let you guys know that we have a lot of listeners right now. We have a total of 17 listeners, so thank you for listening to us on WRCT. Really enjoying that. I have a quick PSA for you guys about Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Make magic happen. Who brought you a little magic in your life growing up? Who took you to your first ball game? Who showed you how to find the North Star? Who made you laugh so hard your stomach hurt? This time, become the one who makes magic happen for a young person by becoming a big brother or big sister. Being a big brother or big sister is something that almost anybody can do. Just be a friend to a child who needs one. Have fun together, learn from each other, help a child discover those little fun moments that are so magical for a young person, and you will both be forever changed by the experience. Call Big Brothers Big Sisters to learn more at their varied and flexible mentoring opportunities at 412-363-6100. Again, that's 412-363-6100, or visit them online at www.bbbspgh.org. Big Brothers Big Sisters, little moments, big magic. Again, we have another PSA about digital literacy, something I think we all could use a little work on. Today, 50% of jobs require some technology skills, and 80% of teachers give homework online. Call 1-855-EVRY-1ON or visit everyoneon.org to find free internet and computer training classes in your area. Brought to you by Connect to Compete and WRCT Pittsburgh. So those are all the PSAs I have for you for right now. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to start with some music pretty soon. We're just trying to cue it up on the records. We're enjoying this great night of fun record roulette. I'm here, DJ Kate, with my sister and friend Allison. We're spinning the tunes, enjoying the Pittsburgh night. And right now, I think Claire finally has what she needed to get queued up. So we will slide into that right now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to my reemergence of Kaleidoscope, perhaps a trial run. I'm DJ Kate. I am here with my sister Claire and Allison. We did a late night show, only vinyl, which was actually pretty interesting for us. We were scrambling in the record library, a library that contains 70,000 copies of physical music, records, and CDs. We actually fulfilled some song requests, which was great. We scrambled and we found the songs that people wanted to hear. So shout out to Keith and Jay for those requests.
We got to make our WRCT listeners very happy. So, of course, listening to the requests.
So thank you for tuning into WRCT. We're just finishing with some remarks. We finished off the hour with Benny and the Jets, a classic by Elton John. We just wanted to thank you for tuning in.
We're having a lot of fun. We hope you're having a lot of fun, too. It was a great time.
Yes, thank you so much for listening tonight.
Yeah, I think all 17 of us, I think that's the listeners of 17, 18, 19, 20, including us three, we're enjoying this great hour of music, or 2 hours of music, and trial run of Kaleidoscope. I'm DJ Kate. You can find my show Mondays at 8, normally. My show will start in September. It's Kaleidoscope with DJ Kate. However, they might change around the schedule. So just check out look out for Kaleidoscope by DJ Kate on the WRCT calendar, the fall calendar that should be updated fairly soon. Anyways, we're going to turn it over to Automation. It might be a little rocky, so bear with us for a second. And thank you.
Or I could just take my own photos anywhere,
right?
Unless I get commissioned, but I don't know if that would happen.
Right.
So.
Do you have your own? Do you have your own like equipment to do that?
I have a couple of cameras, some equipment back home, and well, that's kind of hard to bring over.
Because iPhone cameras are surprisingly like good.
No, they are. I've taken some pictures with my phone that come out pretty good. Just that sometimes they don't look the way I want them to.
Right. So do you think that this club, I mean, you said that you were very interested in like, you're starting this club, but you are interested in building a community. Do you think you are finding people who are more experienced in photography, or is it like, are you trying to who you can learn from, or are you just trying to like meet other people, or what's the vibe here?
I think I'm just trying to meet other people. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's going to be people that I think are better than me, and there's people that are going to be maybe slightly worse than me. I don't know, but I just kind of want to have fun. I just want to talk to people, like either it's about their pictures or what they do. It's all good vibes.
Dude, that's really exciting. I want to go back to computer science for a sec, and then get these nightmares out of your head for tonight. Did you ever think about studying something other than computer science? Let me just start right there.
Every day.
I meant before you made the decision. I mean, now.
I mean, okay. So, you're asking me if I should have studied something else, right?
I'm asking if you thought about it beforehand.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, CS at CMU is, like maybe intense, and I'm like
maybe intense. That's a great description.
You know, for some people it's not intense, and then for some other people I'm just,
oh, is that true?
Yeah. And then for me I'm just like, oh, I'm trying to survive here.
Does it make it harder that there are people who you're like, oh, it's too intense for, or it's not intense enough for?
I just don't really care if that's there's good. People there that don't find it hard. I'm just like trying to survive on my own. But basically, maybe when I got here I was just like slightly excited for it, but I think the classes here kind of drain you, and I don't really find enjoyment in it that much. Though, like, I guess the specific field I'm studying, which is like HCI, is less about
human
the
computer interaction. For those who don't know, see, I'm smart too. But, you know, I know things.
Which is like less CS intensive is more enjoyable to me because there's like more psychology to it, which I find it more interesting. Rather than just like pure math and pure computers and stuff.
I was gonna say, why stick with it if it drains you?
I mean, of course, good job opportunities. Like, let's be honest, there's a decent market. I mean, kind of, because like tech companies have been firing people like all over.
Right. When you went to see other schools, were you going at each of them with like, oh, I'm gonna study computer science at every one of them?
Actually, no. I visited some other schools intending to, like, I think when I first applied, it was first for computer science for all of them. Mm-hmm. But for some other schools that I was looking at, I was, like, intending to switch out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What were the other options elsewhere?
I was looking at, like, Boston University, and I think some other options were, like, UMich.
Well, I meant, like, for major.
Oh, major?
Like, yeah, what would you have done elsewhere?
Oh, maybe I thought about film, civil engineering I think about a lot. I really do like buildings and stuff. I don't know why. And I like trains for some reason. Mm-hmm. So.
So your roommate is also a computer science major.
Yes.
Did that make it more, and this, you know, you stayed with the same roommate for 2 years. Did that make it more difficult or easier when transitioning?
As in?
Or, like, if you're struggling with work, like, or if you're taking the same classes, or, I mean, it might make it easier if you're watching your roommate, like, fall apart and you're doing well. I don't know if that's.
Okay, yeah. So, like, I guess the first year is more like, let's see. Like, definitely, I didn't see him a struggle as much.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of made it, like, slightly hard on me. But I think over time, I got used to it. I'm like, yeah, there's people that are going to be better. And I just have to do my own thing. And we're taking more similar classes, but it's still, like, quite different. We only take, like, I think one class in similarity and or, like, in common. And then the rest of the classes are different. So it's, like, either way, we're going to split off and do our own thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, why don't we get back to some more music, and then we'll chat about some more things. How about that?
Of course.
All right, so this next song is Cold, Cold, Cold by Cage the Elephant. I didn't know elephants can sing. Okay, that's a horrible joke. I can't even. John's not laughing. All right, here we go.
Don't be
That was Cold, Cold, Cold by Cage the Elephant. We're doing songs that are weather-related here today on The Eli Show. You were going to say something.
No, I got nothing.
All right, I'm here with John, and he's got nothing. John, is there anything that you did in high school that you aren't doing here that you wish you could? Like, activity-wise, club-wise, is like...
I used to do a lot of tech in high school. So, like, I managed basically what was, like, the tech crew / stage crew for, like, drama productions in high school, which I don't really do any of that here. I mean, there's, like, clubs like AB Tech and then other clubs, I think, like CMU TV, which do very similar things, but I've not tried to go for them, so...
Hmm. Well, the one thing you are doing here that you did, that you definitely did in high school, was drink coffee.
Of course.
Wait, did you drink coffee throughout high school?
Pretty much.
When did you start? Like, what, ninth, like, I don't know, ninth grade?
Yeah, I think so. I think, really? Like, ninth grade, yeah.
Any time before that?
I don't think so, no.
So, literally right at high school, you, like, started drinking coffee?
Yeah, so there's, like... So, like, the story was, like, I remember this perfectly.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, there was this coffee shop near my high school, and I would just, like, me and my friends would walk to it now, like, back then, like, almost daily. And so, I was, like, this is, like, the first time I'm going to, like, a coffee shop to get, like, coffee. Or, because I've been to Starbucks and stuff, but I would go and get, like, I don't know, the Frappuccino or whatever. And I'm, like, this isn't really coffee, this is just, like...
Wow, I'm a little hurt right now. That's my go-to beverage.
So I went to the coffee shop, and then I was like, you know what, serve me this or whatever, and they give it to me.
Did you say that?
No, I said, give me a latte.
I feel like you would. I feel like you'd go to a place and be like, just surprise me.
I've done that.
Oh, my goodness. All right. You actually, I want to give you, before we keep going, I want to give you credit, because you encouraged me to befriend the people at La Prima.
Oh, really?
And they know my name now.
That was me.
Well, you encouraged me to do
I
that,
encouraged you?
You told me that you were going. You always, you come back and you'd be like, I had a conversation with this guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, sadly, that guy doesn't work at La Prima anymore.
Okay.
So, I don't even know how we became, like, quote-unquote friends. Like, I don't know what the relationship was, to be honest. It was very, very customer barista or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, like, we just started talking one day, and then, like, I think he would see me every morning because I had an 8 a.m. class, and La Prima would open at, like, 7 a.m.
You had an 8 a.m. class?
That, wow. This was first semester of first year.
What was it? Now I'm curious.
I think that was, like, Calc 1 recitation.
Oof, okay. Well, it's one day. It's not, like, every day.
It was, like, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, 2 days. Oh, yeah, that's bad. Okay.
So I would be, like, the first person at La Prima in the morning or something.
Yeah.
Because he just started knowing my order, and I was just like, oh, okay.
He made it the night before.
And then eventually he would ask for me for my name, which is like John. But then John isn't spelled like John or like my John.
Right.
Right? It's like J-E-A-N. And then eventually I just corrected him, and then I like kind of stuck with him. Hmm. And then we just started talking, and then he would tell me about, like, I guess his life.
That's cool. Did you share about yours?
Yeah, sometimes. I'm like, how are you? He's like, how are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know, bro. I'm just, like, suffering here.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, wait. Take me back to this, the coffee shop in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, like, I guess going back to that coffee shop, it would basically be, like, the first day I went, I was just like, oh, I want a latte. And I was like, damn, this is pretty good.
Okay.
Like, yeah, right? Like I always, like, I would get coffee from my mom or something. I'm like, yeah, this ain't good.
That's the same with me. I mean, sorry, Mom, if you're listening, but, like, I got coffee from her and not a fan.
Right? I would taste it, and I was like, I can't do this. And then, but then I go to the coffee shop, I ordered this latte, and I'm like, this is really good. And then we started coming back, I kept ordering the same thing, and then eventually I was just like, I'm gonna change it up, and then I kept changing orders and stuff. And eventually they started knowing my name, they knew my order and stuff, and I was like, the barista knew me there as well, so.
It's like here. So you touched on this a little bit, but your passion for film, you said your passion for photography came from your passion for film.
Yes.
So where did the passion for film come from?
So I think this was like during, I guess, quarantine. There was like not much to do, and I needed to like fill in the time. And you know, people played games. I played games there. People did other stuff. I don't know. You basically, try to do anything you can as much inside. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, well, I'm going to watch some movies and stuff. And I kept watching. And then I got into, like, this rabbit hole of just, like, I guess more foreign films or, like, more, I guess, older films as well. And I'm just like, okay, the history of film is very interesting. And, you know, it kind of, like, reflects on certain events that happened throughout history. And then I would talk about this with, like, that one specific teacher I might have mentioned earlier. And we kind of just, like, hit it off talking about, like, what, like, this movie means, what this movie reflects or whatever. And it kind of stuck with me. And, like, maybe I don't watch as much movies as I did back then just because, like, you need to find the time for them. And I was doing it almost, like, daily. I would go to school, like, online through Zoom. And then after that, I would take a nap.
Okay.
Yeah. And then after that, three movies throughout the night.
I'm watching the movies while on Zoom.
Well, I could do that, yeah. I would play games while on Zoom.
Okay.
You know, something to tick the brain or whatever.
Right, right.
And that's pretty much it. Like, I just kind of like watching movies, and I don't know.
Yeah, is anyone else in your family passionate about film?
No.
Just you?
Just me. Actually, maybe I'm my brother, but it's like, we have very different tastes, and I wouldn't say my taste came from his. I don't know.
Yeah, what were you doing? What were you in, like, passionate about before the film? Because it's like, we got photography. We're going backwards. Photography, film. What's going on before?
Let's see. I don't know. I just played a lot.